A bit of Brian Blessed about Ellis tonight.
There is.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, I approve.
How dare you?
Buckland, just before we start.
Oh.
Just in remembrance of your Christmas, Stu, I brought one of these in with me tonight.
Oh, yes. Rockets.
Yeah.
Ben's Boats Rocket. Delicious. Well, I made a point of buying a beer that Matt's dad, Pete, would be very happy with. It's a Colossal Brewing Hopmosphere 7%.
There you go. You'd be into that.
So that's, yeah. That's double a West Coast cooler. My son's planning to go fishing this morning.
Where was he going fishing? Down in Brooklyn?
Down the Horseshoe River there, yeah. It's a fairly decent spot, but to go fishing this morning, he was dressed in his $60 Nike shorts and a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Because that's his favorite gear. He campaigned for a long time to get that stuff. But he's going fishing.
Mm.
Like, why does... Like, I didn't want to turn it into a big thing with him, but I'm going to... So that's why I've waited. I'm going to keep it... Turn it into a big thing with you guys.
Yep.
And maybe...
Is this the elder or the younger?
This is younger. This is Dylan, 14 years old.
Mm. Right. Nah, he needed to go get fucking changed right there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ellis.
Like, seriously. Like, that's just a... So, that's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
But I think what I wanted to ask is, like, he's suddenly at 14, and maybe this is for Matt and Ben, and you've got this upcoming, Rich. Suddenly at 14, he's very, very, very concerned with his gear, his kit.
Oh, yeah.
With his fit.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
With his drip.
Which he wasn't...
As I think the kids like to call it.
Yeah. Was not... Did not care at all. He cares a lot about his hair, and he cares a lot about his clothes very, very suddenly. Is this something that you guys have got?
If you want, I can bring my 14-year-old daughter in here and she can show you her lash extensions that she's currently got on. And the mountains of hair products she has to keep her hair looking curled and exquisite.
Yeah.
Which, I got to say, it's doing the job for her. It looks amazing.
Right.
But, yeah, all of a sudden you're like... Ah,
but it was fast, right? It's like all of a sudden, like, woke up one morning and seemed to care about it. Is that the same with you,
and
Ben?
And like, all right, I've got this routine. Now I'm going to wake up early. Last year, can't get her out of bed. This year, up early because she's got a routine to do in the morning.
Right. Ben, same?
Or similar? Harvey in particular. So hair is a nightmare because he just has a big mushroom haircut.
Oh, yeah, the lovely
and
style of mushroom haircut. I love it.
And
yeah,
anytime,
same with Dylan.
Yeah.
Anytime he is asked to go and get a haircut, it's like, no. It's like a three-week process. So basically from the time he gets a haircut, we have to start talking to him about getting his next haircut.
Yeah.
And he went from having no clothes in his wardrobe that were of any sort of style to all of a sudden he's now in Keppers and collared shirts, collared, like plaid shirts and
homie's
you know,
making a comeback on the coast.
Oh, homie's Keppers back, man. Back. Homie's back. Homie's
Holy
back.
Holy shit.
Right.
Homie's yes. Back. Yep.
Oh,
so,
my God. It's a 30-year cycle.
Well, my daughter is like...
Mid-socks?
She runs the wave
socks.
Of style because 3 years ago she was dressing like it was 1991.
Right.
And now she's dressing like it's 1994. Like
nice.
It's. Yeah. I walked to the shops with her once and she was in jeans, a Nirvana shirt and a flannel. And I was just like, can I just pretend like it's not, I'm like your age and we're just walking to the shops? Because it's pretty, it's pretty much what it was like.
I just don't get what's going on these days because
kids
two things.
Days?
Yeah, we're there. This is the year of the crank. We said it last episode. So let's just get right into it.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, talking about haircuts, my son's got the kind of bowl haircut that if someone had that at our school, they would be in therapy for half a year. From the amount of...
Half a year?
From the amount...
That's way under.
Not, not me. I'm talking communal. Everyone would be in on it.
Yeah.
You know, mushroom heads.
It was bowl.
Well, can't you address that with a certain member of this team who had many interesting hairstyles throughout our tenure at high school?
I don't want to bring that up.
But he did it and he kept going and he kept swinging. So he must have. Well. Yeah, there's got to be something there that where the therapy or the dog piling on top of someone doesn't have the effect. If you can change up whenever you want.
But look at me now.
Yeah. Well, he could see it coming, and he was like, "I'm making."
I've got to get them all in while I can.
I've got a finite number of haircuts in my life.
Yeah.
Gonna be 20 in a year.
Well, the pants, the Kepa style, like I went
Ben,
to buy some
Ben
jeans.
Ben was all right into that as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, I went to buy a pair of jean shorts and I said, oh, what are these? These are, it just said like loose, like, and I put them on and they were like down to your shins. And I was like, imagine if I went to school in these. Imagine if I went to school, just like huge, the hugest thing. You want to make your legs look more like chicken legs? Go for it.
I'll tell you what, though. I went out to our local high school for our transition day at the end of last year. And I tell you what, those kids have got some, like when I say uniform, I'm not talking about school uniform. I'm talking about the consistency amongst the boys there.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a pair of desert boots.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right.
Ankle high socks, cargo shorts,
right.
A big farm shirt, a big trucker's cap.
Yep.
And a mullet. Like every single boy was wearing exactly the same thing. Like it was
they've
like
been punched out on a production line.
Yeah,
they've been out on the station hand production line and just said, yeah, this is the way we can look. I don't care where you live. Like there are townie kids in there. There's kids who live on blocks and stuff like that. Nah, everyone is dressed exactly the same.
Yeah. I remember when Violet started high school, we were just like, why are you and all your friends, you're all clones. Like, they just go straight into clone mode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we were
all their hair is the same, all the clothes are the same.
Yeah, Billabong, hot tuna, all that sort of stuff at high school. Most people had that without really identifying
I'm sure
with any
I'm sure it all looked the same, though. Yeah. I'm sure it all looked the same.
Mm.
Teachers are like, look, they all dress the same.
The other thing is, and maybe Matt and Rich, you can help me, being teachers, you're ingrained with the young folk.
Oh, yeah. Hip.
Word.
So Owen was my oldest 17-year-old going out to a party last weekend. I didn't know that it was dress up as a famous album cover party.
Hmm.
So when Ziggy Stardust came down the stairs and looked at me, I got quite a shock.
Nice.
But it turns
you've been scared
out
twice this week.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly startled in my house. So maybe. That's why I never sleep. But
better than ashes to ashes, those fucking clowns.
Yeah, no clowns.
Or I'm afraid of Americans, just Trent Reznor chasing you down the street. But apparently, like, everyone at the party was, like, well-known album covers from 70s, 80s, 90s.
Hmm.
Like, no one doing anything current.
Well, nothing, but it's not ubiquitous anymore. Like, unless you're, like, really into a particular artist and you've kind of done the, you've bothered to look it up and you're pretty hardcore on Spotify and stuff, you probably know the song, but you don't know all of the artwork and everything associated with it. Whereas that was, like, the album cover was the way you got the attention in the store. It's not the case anymore.
So it's just disparate society now.
It's causing. I think we'll see it come back around, and I think we're already starting to see the movement back to physical media and stuff like that. And I think we'll see it. You'll see a shift. I'm not saying it'll be quite that. The shift all the way back around.
I'll tell you where it started.
iPod.
Like you can't predict how these fucking things come back, but like having corded headphones.
Oh, not listening to things together.
Headphones. Like, what are you doing? Why are your Bluetooth headphones work better? No, I like these. No, you don't. It's like listening to tapes. You're not listening to tapes. Why are you listening to tapes? They sound like shit. That's so stupid.
Oh.
I was trying to explain. Like, soon you'll be like, you hold it in a certain way so it still sounds good. Hold it pressed in. Like, I was like, that just, okay. That's what you're going with?
Start transmitting podcasts on AM radio.
Yeah.
So strange. Yes.
But
at my back.
I like it. I like the idea of 17-year-olds dressing up as David Bowie and all these other things. Like,
yeah.
That is a kids these days where it's a hey, kids these days, you know, like it's good. We're happy with that.
The tone has changed.
You always look back. Like that's what we spent a lot of time listening to whatever we could find that wasn't current.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone back heavily into Pink Floyd all of a sudden.
Hmm. Yeah.
But out of nowhere. I don't know why. Just popped in.
I'm just obsessed with anything 80s. Like, it's just, like, you know, going back through the, like, your Bonnie Tyler's and your NXS and all of everything which is there. You're just like, holy shit, there was some really good music that we just completely disregarded because it was...
Yeah. Well, all new wave 80s music. Like, I don't want to listen to that.
Has Boz Scaggs ended up in there else?
So. Yeah.
Is that late 70s or is that 80s?
But I mean, 80s. It's the same like when you talk to students and they talk about, oh, like when you lived in the 90s and music was so cool. And you're like, yeah, but a lot of the best music I didn't listen to in the moment. I still listen to shit. Like what was like in top 40 and all the good music filtered through eventually got to you.
I'm still going back and like appreciating things because also, like it's not as if we went to Blue Light Discos and they were playing Nirvana, Soundgarden, etc. It was all like Eternal and Boys to Men and all this sort of shit.
Sure was. Mm-hmm. So, you leave Johnny Gill alone.
There was a lot of really shit R&B, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
So, don't say that around my wife.
Dad pants, and it's February, which means the good part of summer's done, but it's still summer, which means everyone's back at work, but it's still fucking hot, which is irritating. We like to start with our recaps, check-ins, dadictodes, and dad fashions. Who'd like to start? Ben, you said something about blowflies. You had a blowfly issue, didn't you?
We did. So over the Christmas period, we had quite a large amount of family, you know, ducking in and out. And we had quite a large party on New Year's Eve that involved an even larger amount of children being in the house. Now, there was also a wide range of meats cooked for that New Year's Eve, for those New Year's Eve festivities.
Run through them.
Now, when you've got a pool, when you've got a back door that's right next door to your kitchen, phrasing, and there's a wide range of meats being cooked at any particular time, that is an absolute, like that's a party for the blowies, and so for the next,
can we just
phrasing?
We do have
some about blowflies here.
We've got some listeners from other countries. Let's be clear on what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Sorry, that is a concoction of blowfly heaven. Yeah. And so for the next 6 days, we had blowflies in, like, just in the kitchen constantly. And what I've found out is that my wife is an absolute crack shot with a fly swatter. So I think we may have spoken about this before, but in this particular example, she was on fire. Like she would get up in the morning and there'd be flies, and then all of a sudden there'd be 9 dead flies on the floor. Yeah. And she'd hang the fly swatter back up, and then her job was done for the day.
Going into a zen state almost.
Yeah.
Indeed. It was, and it was silent and vicious, and she just sort of, and it was like no sweat off her brow, but everyone around her was like hiding behind lounges and, you know, holding up pillows just in case, because if she hit you with that thing, you're gone.
But we go, are you saying,
she did an amazing job.
This question might be indelicate, but did it turn you on seeing your wife take out flies?
I was going to go the other precision? Way. Let's follow this one. Let's follow this one.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was emasculating? This is a question I
thought there might be implied threat in it, but please.
No,
tell
I just
us
thought
about
you know,
first.
Like you know, we've been married a long time now, and when you see a different side of your partner, you're like, hello, who's this person that I've married? Who's this person that's turned up?
So over time, I have seen my wife has always been, she's always said that she is a crack shot with a fly swatter. And I've seen it happen a couple of times. She literally went out and bought herself a fly swatter just so that she could show me that.
That's a legend.
She was she was red hot. Yeah, exactly. But a legend of her own, you know, she's brought that to the table herself, right? It's not like the legend coming in from outside.
It's not like the neighbors whispering to each other over fences.
No. They're whispering now, those two. And so she bought herself this fly swatter a while ago, but it's never been there's never been an armada of flies in the house that she's had to sort of fight back to the boundaries of the external home.
Okay. So what we needed here was a blowfly kind of event horizon to really...
And we got it.
Yeah. It's like at the point where Neo becomes the one in the Matrix because...
He believes.
He has to.
Because he has to.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's, you're going to get swamped.
Yep.
This is what happened here.
That's what happened. And it was, who would have thought that ribs, brisket, coleslaw, and open doors would open my mind as much as it did to my wife. And so to answer your question, Matthew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes sense.
All right.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Now, Now, my question is the other direction. Is there implied threat in there now?
Oh.
Does she look at you in a kind of way where you go, you think you might be turning into a bit of a... Your eyes might grow and some wings might appear, and she's imagining you as a bit of a blowfly if you're starting to irritate her? No, you hadn't thought of that by the look on your face.
No, well, I'd resigned myself to the fact...
Kafka's Metamorphosis. Is that what's going on here? Just wake up under the bed of the fly.
I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, yeah. I'm just here trying to find my way.
I'm sorry. You look stunned. I apologize for bringing that up. I just, if it was me, I would have gone straight there.
No, well, see, I suppose that I... I realized my fate. I'd realized my fate early because I'm terrible with a fly swatter.
Really?
Absolutely terrible. Huh. So our positions in the hitting zone, if you will, were laid out very, very early. So if we need to get a fly, I would always hand it to her, but I had never seen this level of, she was batting 1,000.
Are you ready for some arrogance?
I don't think I saw her take a swipe. Yeah, please.
Oh, look out.
Amateurs need swatters. Amateurs need swatters.
Buckling his tongue?
Spray in a flame?
No. Here's my arrogant dad's thing. Often I will, in summer particularly, obviously, I'll just go to someone in my family, can you hold this for me? And I'll just drop a fly that I've caught into their palm for them. That's
I remember my nan doing that. Literally, there'd be a fly buzzing around the room, and she'd just watch it, and then just go bang in midair.
Yeah.
But it wasn't style.
Any kind of. It was absolutely. But he'd get it every time, and it's about air pressure. This is the thing. You've got to do it because flies sense the change in air pressure, which is why when you go for the slap, and that's why a fly swap works, is because there's no air pressure. Whereas if you go for the slap, you get it. Whereas you get the midair, there's no air pressure. So you're actually just grabbing them out of the...
Your nan is absolutely right. You've got to be nonchalant as fuck.
And she was. It was incredible. There'd be three flies buzzing around the room, and within a couple of minutes, they'd all be done, and she'd just go...
Yep. And if it's on you, you don't actually go for where it is. You go for slightly behind it because they kind of duck back a little bit before they take off. Watch next time. If you've got a spare hour on your hands, you're just out in your yard. Just have
a look.
I
like this, though. I like what you're saying, Stu. But really, what's more arresting is we go buying another fly swatter so Linz can walk around and holster it at all times during summer.
Oh, right.
Just staring them down.
Is it? I reckon back style, kind of Leonardo from Ninja Turtles, so she can swing them out. Yep,
that's better. Yep. That's better.
I think it's probably stranger that we asked, if he was aroused by his wife catching flies, and he said yes, and I went, I can do it better. So
let me tell you how I do it.
It's probably something to
Let me ask you this, gentlemen. let me ask you this, because this has been a topic of conversation in our house for a little while, and my brother-in-law, Clint, made a statement the other day, and in the moment, I was like, that's great. But then now thinking about it, after the discussion that we've had and the manual way in which Stu catches his flies, how do you feel about those salt shotguns?
I nearly bought one. I got a J-car voucher, and I was like, am I going to buy one or not? And I'm like, I'm still on the fence with it. I still got my J-car voucher there and the bug of salt.
I'm too traditional. I don't even think I know what this is. What are we talking
I don't know
about?
What it is either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ellis, please.
It's basically an air rifle, which takes shots of salt instead. So basically, it only spits out, I think it's about a third of a gram of salt with every kind of shot.
But hang on, is this for flies? Salt sounds like flies, something you shoot at slugs. Yeah.
No, this is for flies. Yeah, you take it on your slugs as well. I'm sure, probably slightly less of a challenge. That's where you start.
No one's getting turned on by that. Well, look, watch. I'm going to shoot this slug. I reckon you will.
I'm slowly going to melt.
Real kind of. I reckon you're getting.
Good job.
Yeah.
Just wait. Look at it. Right. Oh.
But yeah, basically. How'd you go with that, Wigan? Are you going to take back your masculinity by shooting them with salt?
No.
Are these YouTube videos I think can look up? I might have to spend some time.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any research.
Just be careful if you Google shooting blowies, because that could be.
I did not do any research, and my first concern
was... Is the episode shooting salty blowies? Is that going to work? Or
blowy shots, yeah.
I still like Blowfly Armada, but...
Yeah, I think you're right there. Yeah, wow, I had no idea there was...
How have we been dads for this long and not known about salt guns?
I'm not interested. I like it when they're on the roof and I can get a tea towel and I can forehand smash it. It makes me very happy.
A tie with a coin in the end.
What?
Don't you remember that from school? Like, we had to wear ties at our school. People put coins in the end and flick you, and there was fucking...
Do you remember when... Do you remember in bio? Oh, that's horrible. I got someone in the back of the ear... And it started to bleed pretty much. Yeah. Right. Turned around and punched me in the face.
Yes. Wow, I hadn't thought of that story in years. That's a great story. Yeah. I remember you telling me of Ella saying, what happened to you? Oh, punched in the face. Why? Well, I flicked in and cut his ear. And I was like, everyone was just like, well, fair enough.
Well, that's right.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair play, even result.
Yeah.
Or mate, I don't know. Maybe not a punch in the face.
But. I think it was more of a, I think it was the emasculation reaction more than anything else.
Probably the immediate response,
Yeah, absolutely. I don't begrudge him at all. If anyone needs a punch in the face, it was me with the top. Let's face it.
In 1994.
If anyone was deserving of that, it was me in that moment.
Yeah. Are we good with Blowfly content now, or is there more to...
So?
I've got no... Oh, no, I've... What I will add is that I've refreshed my fly catching liquid
out on the
deck.
Yeah.
And that is
what do you do
currently
when
doing
it? Do you reuse it, Wiggins? What do you that's the worst bit, cleaning those things out.
Oh, I just chuck it in the guard. It all dries out.
Uh-huh.
After 6 weeks, you just go, it's just full of flies, and chuck it in the garden.
Don't smell too good. Anyway, don't smell too good, that's for sure.
No, it's fine.
All the meat's going around there anyway, it's fine.
Dad Fashions,
mm.
Can you please help me out with this so I don't feel so alone? I've been on a real run lately of having boxer shorts and legit shorts tear right at the ball bag.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what it is, but... And I don't necessarily feel or are aware of when it happens, but I'll put boxers on and then I'll go, hang on, there's a hole right in the scrotal region.
Gaping hole in the gut.
Yeah.
Please tell me that this is an ad we're now getting sponsored by Under Armour, because that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll buy some. Can we get a discount?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, guys. Don't worry. But this is legit. This is true life right now. I don't know why I have such a high current ratio of holes in ball bag region of boxer shorts. And Matt, it sounds like you have this happen.
Well, that happened to an actual pair of shorts, not boxer shorts, but a pair of shorts.
I've got two
and
shorts.
And I was at school. And I was at school when I found out. They didn't tear at school. I didn't go, oh, that's how... I was... What was I doing? I was like tying my shoelace or something like that, and I put my leg up, and then I looked down and I saw a flash of red. There were a flash of my Under Armour boxer briefs, which are really comfortable in winter and wick away moisture.
No chafe.
And I was like, what the hell? And there was a massive hole, and so I was like, what am I going to do? Went to the front office and said, hello, do you have any spare shorts? And then the principal called me Breezy. That was my nickname for a week.
Great.
But what is it? Like, are people...
Oh, Breezy Barry.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why all of a sudden. But yes.
Are they...
I thought it was just a natural evolution of life.
I don't want... are there too many...
Ripping them up.
I don't want this to sound off. So pull me up if it does. But are there too many women in the short and boxer-making game not allowing for...
gravity. It's gravity, exuberant... that's the...
Well, maybe. What is it, though? It's got to be something. Like,
well,
why is this happening?
We're late 40s. Maybe we've got more gravity dragging us down.
But also, there needs to be some discussion as to what type of, like, underwear is it, Stu? Like, when you say boxer, are you saying, like, a silk boxer? Are you saying, like, a cotton boxer?
Both.
Are you saying both of those
things? Both of them happen.
Right.
Well, is it a wearing away, or is it a... Is it the stitching coming apart?
Stitching coming apart. Like, I just, like, it feels like if I didn't know better, that there was just too much pressure on the stitching from the scrum.
How long are we talking to you own the boxes for?
Not long enough for them to just fall apart.
Mm. Oh, okay. See? Yeah. See? I generally wear my underpants until they just dissolve into the... into the never, like, you know, that's
until
kind of
I wipe them.
Under Armour, if you're listening, please help us out.
I believe one of my favorite things Jerry Seinfeld said was, men wear their underwear until you can blow them away like dandelion spores.
One of the other favorite things Jerry Seinfeld said was, what time does your school finish? I'll pick you up from class. He had a 17-year-old girlfriend he picked up from high school.
Yeah.
She was on her way to a fancy dress party, dressed as David Bowie.
Yeah, that Kim Novak had some great dress.
I don't know where we go with this. I just wanted to tell the world that there's an unusual thing happening.
He's ripping shreds.
I want to know. I want to know why it matters when you're wearing boxer shorts. Like, if you were wearing a pair of, let's say, Under Armour, jockey shorts.
If we were
shorts,
to pull a brand
three pairs for $59, really good
there
value.
You go. If we were to pull a pair, not necessarily what I wear, but I'm sure I would. If you were tucked up and in, and then all of a sudden everything just fell out, then that would be an issue, I would imagine. But when you're wearing a pair of boxer shorts, you're out and about anyway. Mm. So
not to a degree.
I think like all of the degrees,
comparative degrees.
I mean, because there's a hole mean they're just now they're out like down near your knees, or are they?
You've got to be careful. Like, you know, my son's girlfriend's here half the time these days. Like, you've got to be, mindful of this stuff.
Yeah.
So cargo shorts are the go at the moment. Is that right? Everyone's wearing cargo shorts.
Well, we're dads. We want to wear them most of the time anyway.
But... he doesn't put his feet in stirrups when he's watching TV anymore. It's probably a good idea.
You've got to have somewhere to put
back.
Your secateurs.
Sounds amazing.
It's probably good for your lower back, actually, if I think of it.
Anyway, listeners, if you know why my pants are falling apart, write in. Tell me all about it.
There has been an increase in holes in the asshole of my underwear.
See, that's
over the
a different
last couple
story,
of weeks.
Really, isn't it?
Yeah,
that, like, the, I would I'll say that toilet. That's easily, probably more easily explainable just through
do you think
digestion.
Is this a good heat wave segue?
Oh, please.
Oh, can heat we... wave.
How did Ellis's underpants go?
Fucking hell. Great hottest question. Place on earth, let me tell you.
All right, so hang on. Yeah. During the last week of January, in Mildura, where Rich lives, every day of the week was mid-40s.
Yeah. It was fucking gross. It sucks your will to live.
Yeah.
And I say that without hyperbole. Like, you sit there and you can't go outside. You can't, you don't want to do anything inside. It's just like nothing got, everyone said the same thing. Like, the last week before heading back to school and everything, everyone's just like, pfft. The kids went to school and they turned up and all the teachers were just like, nah, not doing anything today.
Yeah. It's a dry heat. First week back. It's a dry heat.
Yeah. Dry
until
heat.
It drips down your ball sack and starts wearing away, eroding the very fabric of your
soul.
For non-Australian listeners, Mildura is quite an inland city, which means that the further away from the seaboard you are, the less kind of humidity you often get in summer on these hot days.
Yeah.
So what did it get to? 48 was the hottest?
We were the hottest place on earth for a couple of hours, and then we got usurped by those bastards down the road in Oyen. But we were at 40. We got up to 48.8, I think. And they got up to 48.9 about half an hour later.
So those living in the northern hemisphere with your weird conversions, 120 Fahrenheit.
That seems
pretty fucking hot.
It was a whole week of it was the thing. Like, it wasn't just the.
Meanwhile, Monty and the Canadians have probably got a minus 10 at the moment.
That's Celsius, exactly right. But anyway, that would be the excuse for my box of shorts this week.
Just melting.
Yeah, literally just
melting. I'm at stuff. Wires melting in my car. Like, I'd have to go
and get
my radio, like my head unit fixed up because it's like the wire, like one of the earthing wires has literally just melted.
Well, that's not funny.
In the heat. Like, I wasn't even like driving it everywhere and stuff. Like, it's just literally,
it's like 75 degrees in the car.
Well, that's it. Like, it gets like, this is the wet bulb temperature.
Yeah.
Wet bulb. Mm. This is how we know.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, right? Like, what was the relative humidity in Mildura on that day?
I think it was 22%.
All right, hang on.
See, that's
the thing. He's going to his charts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Interesting. All right, so I've gone to the charts. I've gone to the wet bulb calculator.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the wet bulb temperature, if the temperature, I put it in at 49, so 49 degrees Celsius, the relative humidity at 22%, the wet bulb temperature is 29.7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Stu.
Have some mercy on people listening.
Yeah, fair.
Have no idea what you're talking about. Explain it.
Okay. Okay. The wet bulb temperature is a calculation that takes the degrees Celsius, but also the humidity into effect or into account.
Amalgamates it, does it?
And sorry, Stu?
Does it amalgamate it into mean temperature?
It feels like, essentially. Is that the best way? Or?
Well, it. So basically, the thing is that it wants it basically just it makes sure that, hang on, it's got something to do with bloody when you sweat and it can't get away because it's so humid, it's so hot and humid. It means that your body can't cool itself correctly, which means that if it's above a certain temperature, it gets really freaking dangerous. So if the wet bulb temperature is above 30 degrees, then it is actually quite dangerous for humans to be out doing any sort of thing.
But is it kind of graded on a scale in terms of how much of a chunky fuck you are that runs on hot temperature?
It doesn't say anything about that on
BMI
the bomb
or
website.
Something like that.
Yeah, so it helps determine the comfort level of the atmosphere, especially during hot and humid conditions.
Let's say you're overweight and sweaty and you drink way too much coffee. So you're running on hot temperatures.
Yep.
Do you get dispensation of any kind?
That's the wet stew calculator.
No. Yeah. It says what happens is you blow your pants apart.
It's the wet fat calculator, yeah.
Right. Okay, good. I just want to be catered for. That's all. I just want to know that I'm not being lumped in with everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, so everyone knows what wet bulb temperatures are now. And Rich survived, but his pants melted, and so did part of some of his car.
Jesus.
That's unfortunate.
Mm.
Maybe we should have a segment, like, on Strange Times. They have a segment just of, like, how much Kat's wallet's been molested that week. We can have just, like, random things that have fallen apart at your house. You had a garage last episode, Rich, and now your car's melting.
My lawn's fucked. My garage's falling. It's just, it's downhill. Like, I'm feeling completely undated everywhere I look. It's just fucking my world to live.
Well,
have you sorted that irrigation system out yet?
Nah. Oh, what's the point?
There's no water.
It's probably melted.
It evaporates in the air. Like,
yeah, the water wouldn't even reach the ground.
Yeah. Well, I've got huge scars in my laminate flooring because one of the chairs has a nail coming through. It's been ground down to a nub, and now the nail's coming through. I'm like, it's just one spot. No. I'm fucked. It's fucked.
Well, that's another episode of things around our house we're going to have to pay for. Matt, let's move on. It's 40 minutes in, and we're still in the first bit of the podcast.
Yep.
You said you had a proud dad moment.
Proud dad moment. When your child changes the world for the better. Now,
PDMs.
We should have led with this rather than kind of my son wearing nice clothes to fishing. This is a good news story.
The other day she came up out of nowhere and I had to double check to see if everything was all right. She said, assured me everything was fine. She just randomly said, and I posed the same question to you gentlemen. I want you to think of it while I tell the rest of the story. She said, how long would you have to wee for before you thought, maybe I should go to the doctor, right? So she asked me that, and I thought, that's a great question, and I thought about it and considered it. And then I went to school the next day, and I asked someone in my office, and let me tell you, some ideas catch fire. And everyone in the school was involved. They all had different answers, ranging from crazy long to, you know, a couple of...
Did you have a sweep?
It's like, and then people started, I don't know, I've never actually counted. So then they were all timing their wees. The next day they came in and they wrote their times on the board and we had to guess whose was whose.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, that very night, like when they were like, oh, I've never actually counted, we had people just walking back from the bathrooms just saying numbers, 23, 16.
Yeah.
I showed Noelle a picture of someone like that afternoon who had their like Apple Watch with like 15.84. And I said, hey, look at this. And she just said, I did not need this in my life. I said, you gotta be proud. This has changed the world. People are investigating facts. Did you know that all mammals wee at pretty much the same rate? It doesn't matter if you're an elephant or a skunk, that you wee for roughly 21 seconds is average. And if a human, this is my favorite fact of the weekend, I don't know how they came up with this, if a human was 3,600 times the size, like a massive giant of a human, it would still take 21 seconds to wee. It doesn't matter the volume of the animal.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Your urethra is the same size.
That's right. Your urethra is the same size. And your bladder is proportionally the same size. And so when the bladder's full, roughly, then you pee it out. So this one question has just changed the world for the better. People are excited to come to work.
I wish I didn't know that.
Find
now
out
I'm
what
just
going
to be counting every time I go to the toilet.
Okay, so my question is there a medic? Because I do some very, very long urinations to the point where my wife basically says that I'm Tom Hanks in League of Their Own, saying it proves money.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing.
Like, is there any consensus on it being too long? Because I'm a bit worried now, I'll be honest. Like, you know, I always just thought it was if you get it better out than in, like, there's no real kind of upper limit on this. Like, as long as you kind of...
Before we move on, can I just drop my jingle in here? That was Rich is obscure movie reference for the episode. Last month, batteries not included. This month, League of Their Own. Nice. Brilliant. Keep going.
Yeah. So, yes, it's the range at school. Like, well, Ellis, just count. Like, I'll get back to you. You let me know. But however long it is, but in the morning, the longest one I counted was 41 seconds. That was quite long. But what if you start counting, what you realise is you're fairly consistent. Your bladder obviously is like, yep, this is when we go.
Hang on,
it is about 18 to 21 seconds. But here are the answers from school. They range from
before
45
you go on to that,
seconds.
Before you move off your time, is that pre or post litre of water in the morning?
So that the 41 seconds is pre litre of water and then
stored.
I guess it would taper down throughout the day. Process that water. Yes, Wiggins has his hands up. Yes, sir.
I do have my hand up. I just wanted to ask, when they drew their numbers on the board or wrote their numbers on the board, were there different shades of text or colour so that you could understand the shade of urine that came out?
No, so that's
as well.
The next step. Then there was a discussion about shade of urine.
Yeah, red. Down to clear. I don't know how you write clear.
Red.
It's really bad. It's bad. It needs to be there. It needs to be there just in case.
Shade has more impact than
if you're telling me
of stream.
It'd be 2 minutes. But I mean, like, whatever. I just read red pee all the time. You'd be like,
viscosity. My time would be that I would go to the doctors would be vastly different if I was shooting pure red.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. 1 second might be
absolutely.
2 minutes of off-white is much preferable to 4 seconds of red.
Yeah.
It's a sliding scale.
Very true.
I had to ask.
Wow.
Sorry, Matt, we interrupted you.
Yeah, so someone said 6 minutes. 6 minutes. They would be concerned.
Can I ask this question?
No.
They don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
I don't think they understand what urine is.
All right, let me ask
you
this.
If you were
question.
Like, if we.
Go.
Yes,
I think, they need to get something checked.
And I think that's probably time to go to the doctor with your prostate issue because that's a drip. That's like literally he's doing a titration experiment or something. Like, it's not even a.
Well, I think this is the. You start off with, okay, this is strange.
Hmm.
And then you start to move into, this is getting really strange.
Yeah,
and then
exactly,
you move into the improbable areas, but then you move into the impossible areas. And I would say the impossible areas are when you know you've pissed out more than you could possibly hold in the volume
exactly.
of your body. Not just your bladder, but the entire volume of your body. Then you're moving into impossible areas.
So do we have answers, gentlemen? And then I'll give you the best
answer
that we received.
My question is... All right, I'm 6 foot, over 100 kilos. Yeah. How long would
Doesn't
it take
matter.
Me to piss out
21
my
seconds.
Entire volume?
Well, this is why I think if you piss for 6 minutes, you'd look like a walnut or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. You would turn yourself inside out. You would piss out your actual bladder. Your bladder.
I told them,
would
imagine
come
like
out
we're
yourself.
Like, let's imagine we're walking to the someone's having a birthday and there's cake in the main staff room and we're walking there and you say, "Hang on, I've just got to duck in and take a piss." And then they went in. I said, "Oh, I'll wait for you." And you came out 6 minutes later. And I'll say, "Did you take a shit in there?" And you said, "No, I was just peeing the whole time." Then I'm taking you to the doctor.
But then there's also a staff meeting going. Yeah. Why is Matt waiting outside bathrooms asking people if they've taken shits in there?
So Bohemian Rhapsody is finished, but you're still pissing. That's an issue. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the benchmark. Bohemian Rhapsody, anything longer than Bohemian Rhapsody, you need to go see a doctor.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, if you're hitting November rain, then that's
actually,
a bad time.
I'd say anything. I'd say Buy Me a Pony. That's like, what, 58 seconds?
Yeah,
that's
like a minute 21. That's probably
that's
really
a long
accurate.
Time, man.
I'm writing that down. That's a good one. The Buy
Don't
Me a Pony
you
want
to be someone for the 60-second pee?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so do you have an answer we go? It can be in song length form. I like that.
Good. I think that needs to be the benchmark.
Give me a song, Wigo. That's your / potential.
Totally probably the Play School song.
Play School song, yeah, right. Bananas in Pajamas, something like that.
Yeah. A theme song?
I thought you were saying that there's a bear in there.
Yeah, that's there's a bear in there, like the play school theme.
Yeah, yeah, right.
There's a 6 foot five people guy, with
he's wazzing to hell.
Yeah, that's right. Well, like the answer, really, the scientific answer would be that most people agreed on was just three times the length of your normal pee.
Like, so where you just,
so where you'd be like, this seems to be going, because, you know, if you drank a lot or you wake up and you're like, boy, I really need to go, then you know. But if it's still going, I mean, 6 minutes is outrageous.
Yeah, but I would only be concerned, I think we touched on this, if the shade changed during the stream.
Yeah.
If it's still the same at the start, I'll go, well, maybe I wandered off in my mind.
Maybe I've sprung a leak.
I've wandered off in my mind and haven't taken consideration. Yet.
Yeah, this really is...
Maybe they fell asleep. Like, maybe they were midstream, fell asleep, stopped peeing because they were asleep, and then all of a sudden woke up and were like... And it just continued.
If I started noticing organ chunks in there, then... You know, get worried.
I think this is part of the problem of today's generation, is that we could time it based on the ad break. So as soon as the TV show went off, you had 2.5 minutes. That was 20 seconds to get to the bathroom, 5 seconds to get yourself ready.
Yeah.
Then if you were back in time, you know that you're well within your 1 minute time frame.
Very true. I mean,
if you didn't get back in time, then obviously you need to go see a doctor. There we go.
Yeah, I wonder how much television that person's missed out on.
The issue really became you'd have to change your style when summer rolled around because those ads during the cricket were much shorter.
There's
only one ad. Course, yeah. So that was that, you know, you had to really force it out.
Footy goals are problematic as well.
Yeah, footy as well, you know.
Yeah.
They need to stick a 30-second ad in between someone scoring and a conversion.
Yeah.
I think you'd be okay in the tennis.
Yeah, change of ends.
Change of end.
Not even change of end. Sometimes some of those points are going for ages.
All right. We probably...
So you're pissing during the points.
Yeah.
We probably don't need to run through every sport.
No.
Okay, so... But did we get to a point you were happy with the, all the kind of time and
effort? I just love the fact that my daughter asked a random question, considered a random question, and then...
But your workplace like picked it up and ran with it. That's the thing.
Like they just took it. But also, like, Justine just came back from the bathroom while we're out and just, it was 16 seconds. So it's just like, great. Everyone's just thinking pee in our school.
Everyone's I don't know. Oh, we've got a whiteboard in our kitchen. I don't know if I want to bring it up with my family because that's just going to be... Just end
just
up
put
being
numbers
school
there.
Board.
Eventually they'll ask and you go, do you really want to know?
Because it's going to envelop your entire life for the next 6 months if you do.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to have to cull some topics on the run here.
As always.
And then you need to find the song to catch up to it.
As always.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, great. That's
why are dad's so proud of having good reflexes? That's moved to next month.
Again.
That's the Matt Damon of our of this podcast.
But it's true. But my problem is, and when I looked at this earlier, I already went, do I actually know what the story is attached to why I wrote that down? I'm not sure that I do exactly, so maybe I'll move it to next month in the hope that I remember. No, I think I've got it.
Was it about killing flies?
No, but we covered that already, so maybe it needs to go next month in that respect. Let's go to a break.
You're sick of it, aren't you? Always playing it safe, always wondering what could be. I get it, but take it from me, it only takes a little shift to change everything. Shift is not just a podcast, it's a call to arms against the tyranny of comfort. Hosted by me, Peter Hislop, each episode dismantles the myths that keep us safe, small and stuck. Let's explore what it takes to leave the familiar behind and step into lives of moral ambition, resilience and wild potential. Let me help you navigate the hard edge of growth, where fear lives and transformation begins. So who am I and why am I well placed to talk about this? You'll have to listen to find out, but I promise I'm talking from hard-wrought experience. If you're ready to trade comfort for courage and step into a life with purpose and possibility, Shift is where it starts.
And we're back because we've got a couple more things to talk about. I haven't checked in, so now's your time to tell me. Our regular segments, Matt's Health Corner, anything for that?
Would you like me to get my wife?
Is it piss related?
No.
Oh, she's done a bowel check.
She's done her bowel check. Right. And there were issues.
Hey.
But I'll see if she's free. Hold on a sec. I should have checked earlier. Right.
While he's going to do that, I'll ask you fellas, anything for Mo Council while we're here?
As to say, I'm in despair about my lawn at the moment. I can't even.
Talk
to me. I'm going to get a Cora. That's my next thing. So first week in March, getting a Cora, getting the wedding agent, getting everything sorted out. It's going to be hardcore autumn. I'm expecting a long autumn. I reckon we won't hit cold temperatures till... It's a bit of a gamble, but yeah, I reckon kind of late June we'll hit the cold temperatures, and the lawn will be grown in by then, and I'll be sweet for next spring.
You had a week of mid-40s plus temperatures. Is it as brown as I'm imagining it being this year long?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, it's Jazz. Hey. Hello, Jazz.
Hello, Jazz.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're okay. Really well. You're joining us for Matt's Health Corner. Have you got some news for us?
Jazz's Health Corner.
My Health Corner. Well, I recently got my bowel screening test results back. All clear.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Congratulations.
Come on, Bryce.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Look, it feels really good to get that in the mail.
Well, you weren't expecting otherwise, were you?
Well, you just never know. You never know. Yeah. I haven't been having symptoms. Until you know, right?
Until you get your envelope.
That's right.
With your results.
Yeah.
It feels good. Tick. Yeah. So it was haunting me for ages, but
mine's still sitting.
It feels good to finally get it done.
You may not know this, Juz. I've done it. Matt's done it, obviously.
Yes.
Last we heard, Ben and Rich still had theirs sitting next to their dunnies, untouched.
Still haunting you?
Well, look, I had mine sitting next to my bed for some reason. I don't know.
Still don't understand that.
But I've moved it. I've moved it.
Yes.
I've moved it. It's now next to the toilet. And I think of you all every time I go to the toilet.
Every time I look at it, I'm thinking, okay. Justine is frowning at me at the moment. It is pretty much mine.
Well, mine
I feel your judgmental
August.
Eyes. Just a condescending.
So you think of us, but not of actually doing it?
No.
I constantly think of doing it. So but that's after I've already sat on the toilet.
I think there might be a little bit of subconscious fear going on there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But also, I haven't even opened up the thing. I don't know how. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So that's in my mind as well. It's like, oh, I've got to open it. But like, then once I've opened it, I've actually got to do it. What happens if I...
Yeah, mine was sitting in my bedroom for ages next to my bed. Then I got a text saying...
no one yelled at Jazz.
You ordered this a few months ago and we've...
Where's your poo?
Here's a tip. Move it into the bathroom. So I did that.
Your pool. Hello?
That is your pool? We have central to peppers and we do not have the pool?
Admetto, where's your food?
You requested this. So then I started thinking, oh, maybe like it's got a use-by date on it, so I better seriously do this. But look, there is a lot to read, so don't wait till... I just waited till I got the urge. I opened it up and I was like, this is too much. I'll have to... Phase one, I've opened it up.
Well done.
If you're intimidated, read it in installments. You know, that's fine.
Yes. Give yourself time. Next
read
step,
it like Dickens open, released his books, just in chapters, if you need to.
Yes, because there are some instructions. For some reason, in my head, I thought that the paper that you put down, okay, I thought it was going to be like a shower cap that just like goes over the seat.
Yes.
And it pushes down with the weight of the poo on it.
Right.
And holds it all in this lovely sling is what I had in my mind.
Yes. Well, I've still got that in my mind. Okay, it's not that.
No, I really did. I thought you slip it over, it catches the poo and it, you know, holds it nicely. No, it's just a bit of paper.
There's nothing nice about it?
No, it's just useless. I think the only thing it does is possibly stop, slow down, you know, if you got those poo that just fly down the, you know, the pipe.
Yes.
The ghost poos, as we like
the
to call them.
I found myself
pretty sure I did one. There. It would stop
it disappeared.
Those. Yeah, I think that's the only... Because, I just thought it would collect it all. But no, it just stops it flying away.
I've got to say, Jazz, I don't know about you. I didn't enjoy the sound of the poo hitting paper. Didn't.
Well, I didn't even get that joy because this is the problem. I don't know if it's different for men or women, but for women, it's all a bit connected. In the instructions, it says, empty your bladder first, then flush, then do the poo, yes. Which sounds, that makes sense.
Right.
And I think for men, it's the processes are separated a bit.
Clearly. Any kind of pressure, you're still pushing it out. Yeah, like, I can understand where you're coming from.
I'd say it depends how hard you're pushing, Yeah.
So,
this episode, but I like it. Keep going.
Very regular. So,
I can't imagine one without the other. So, I put it that way.
Yes. Well, especially for women, because we're sitting to do both. And in the morning is when I get the urge. So, yep, I read the instructions the day before. Right, ready to go. Oh, do the wee first. So, it was all ready to go, but I had to do the wee first, stop, which I thought I did, flush. Set the paper down, did all that. And then when I went to do the number two, it was like a whole nother bladder was there with more.
You should have heard our last segment.
There was another 6 minute wee there.
The paper, everything's all mixed together. The toilet water, it's just a big mess.
Well, what's the number? How long did it take that second bladder to empty?
A full another wee. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, and listen.
It was another 22 seconds. Oh.
Yes. And so I think I had held on in the first one because I was trying to hold on to the poo. So, yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah. Forgive my language, though. Like, but just I'm of the understanding that piss taints the shit sample, right?
Well, yeah.
Because my son's got Crohn's disease. We're well versed in taking poo samples. We've been told, have a cup or have something underneath. Don't let that piss touch the poo.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought the reason was why they said to do that, but it's really hard to do.
It is hard to do, and it's the way the gear they give you in these tests, it makes it quite a dainty operation, really.
Yes.
It's a very, very small little poke.
Could you do very small. Like a throwaway container or something rather than the paper.
We do that
like a throwaway bamboo bowl or something.
Yeah,
or
even an ice cream container, something like
that. What we would have called Chinese poo.
A friend of mine who did, she got one of those like hardcore poo sample tests where they test for parasites, and she had to do like three different samples. And she said, yeah, they give you an actual container to poo in.
Specimen container.
So that keeps it. No, this was all mixed up together. So I yelled out to Matt, it's all mixed in. Is it still okay?
Matt, now working for the Cancer Council, obviously.
I know.
He's now a pathologist.
Poo with wee and toilet water. Do I still? He was like, I think so. So I did just like scoop out what I could. The paper was useless by that point. Yeah.
Yeah, but also stupid. Like, I'm sure if there was a problem, you would have got a polite letter back saying, here's another kit. Piss this time, please.
So then, yeah, Matt suggested for the next one. He said, get up. Oh, get up really early. Don't wait for your poo feeling to come before you do your wee. Get up as soon as your eyes are, go and do a wee, and then your bladder won't be so full.
I'll be honest. I'm sick of messaging that to us most mornings.
Well, I tried to do that, but still, when I did the poo, still some wee came out. So I don't know. I found it very, very difficult. But I thought the thing would come back saying your sample is tainted. Try again. Yeah. But no, I just got an all clear. So I'll just run with that. So it's okay.
So
that's a win. What a win!
The actual test itself, all they're looking for is is it just blood cells?
Yeah, they're just looking for blood cells.
That's the primary thing.
If you've got any kind of blood, it's not saying that there's even anything wrong with the blood cells.
That's right. And I think when you're having more delicate testing done, the urine probably will be a problem. But for this, it's just cells. So they're probably trying to say they don't want to know if you've got urine cancer or like bladder.
Even if it's from
infection.
A new second bladder that just appeared.
Right.
urine cancer. I'm sick of new cancers coming through all the time.
Interesting.
Haven't we had enough?
You're right. So that's why, if there is blood in the sample, they get you to do the colonoscopy. So then,
okay, because now, Jazz,
I think a lot of them that come back.
And that's
so
what
you've done the test. What would you say to our listeners, of which you are not one, I understand? But
I have listened before, just not a regular listener.
Only to Turd Talk segments, I understand. Just, anyway, yeah, no. what do you say to the people out there? When I say people out there, like these two clowns who have it still sitting there, what do you say to them?
Just do it. Just do it. Think of me.
Nike that shit.
Think of me. Think of how good it feels when you get the healthy thing back. And hey, if it's got blood in it, you want to know as well. So
I didn't expect you to say think of me when we're on the when people are on the toilet. But
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it helps with the test, do it. Just do it. But yeah, also
think of whatever you want.
I think it's easier for guys because you can stand up and do your wee, stop and
We don't stand up to shit though, Jazz. I don't know if you
Okay, in the morning, when you need to do a poo and a wee at the same time, do you just sit down and do it all at once?
Yes.
Or do you stand up and do your wee? Yep. Do you
sit? We're not yo-yos, Jazz. Like, why do we need to... Why not just get both...
That's what I'm saying. Like, wee comes out when you poo regardless.
I don't think there's any kind of... I thought it was just a female thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go to the gym to work my quads, not the bathroom.
Well, look, it sounds like Ben, it sounds like, I don't know about...
Did you really think we stood up if we were doing a poo? Oh, I didn't wait. I stood up.
I did. I had to ask
I'm sorry, but then it just dawned on me. You
hang on, this is me culling more topics off our list here.
You might not usually do it, but at least you could do it in this option, in this situation. It might be helpful. I don't know. Does it make a difference?
I'll let you know. Next pod, I'll update.
Don't worry about calling that back.
You've got to separate the two. Oh. Would you do one? Do the yo-yo for this test?
I'm thinking about it.
It's easier for us, obviously, to have a container on the front just to catch anything going on out the front while stuff's going on.
Container at the front and then the paper at the back. Yes. There we go. Now I think we're solved. There we go.
Hey, we go.
Ice cream container at the front.
There you go. So just think about separating the wee from the poo.
You can just kick that packet even closer to your toilet now as it kind of edges its way from your bedroom.
Now,
I'm going to open it. I can't wait to see what's in it.
Open it, read the instructions, but also you'll see, I love the little illustrations they give where it's also neat. It makes it look very neat and tidy. Mm. One.
How many different pairs of gloves should I wear?
Well, it is a bit like microsurgery, though. There is a very
tiny little
tube
stick.
And stick, yeah.
Yeah. But it's only, and they make a point of saying, we only need a sample the size of a grain of rice.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They must have had
long grain.
They've probably had overstuffers in the past.
Did you say a bowl of rice? Oh, okay.
And then they make you a piece of rice.
I'll just go and get the rice cooker
and
shit in
that. We're really filling up that test tube.
I've just got a sushi roll with toilet paper around the outside.
And I did get confirmation because I was asking people, are humans even involved in the process? Is it just a machine they run it through that just detects blood?
Probably.
And someone I spoke to who has worked in the health department, I don't know, said, no, it's people. It's actual people that have to have to do the testing.
Play with the poop.
I think we talked about this on another occasion, but if it is people, wouldn't it be nice for them to send out the occasional compliment?
You would people, think so.
To people
who just
a great poo?
Yeah.
Like that's a 10 out of 10 poo?
This was a pleasure to work on.
Yep.
A report card is what you want, Duncan. You want a primary school report card on your turd.
We appreciate this one.
The last three I've worked on were completely piss covered. This one was brilliant.
Lovely sample, by the way. Yeah. That wouldn't be creepy at all. That was.
Do you
want
to meet up to discuss it more?
I get the sense you're a wonderful person from that. Yeah.
Your sample took my breath away.
Some very lonely.
What a tremendously healthy cult.
Pathologists.
But there are people out there who are dealing with this.
Oh yeah,
it's bad enough dealing with your own, but I think there was also a feeling of wanting to wait till there was a really good one. I don't know, because I...
You're a perfectionist.
Yes, and I...
Sorry, a perfectionist.
Oh.
I didn't... Nice. You have to get up and close to it yourself, so you only want to get up and close to a, your best offering as well. So,
can I just ask a... I guess it's... Yeah. That might be a profound question. Were you trying to impress a random pathologist you don't know, or are you trying to just do the perfect one for yourself? Just for just
bit so... of a bit of column A and column B, I think.
Really?
Because I would wake up and you know how sometimes you can tell, you're like, is this gonna be a good one? Sometimes it's a surprise good one. But I think that's like
really there's... sometimes.
I did a surprise good one this afternoon.
Oh, well, yes, the day ones, the afternoon ones sometimes can be really good. Because they're...
Don't start on the 4 o'clock drop again. This is well documented.
Like, it's a bonus extra. Your body's just like, there you go. You did well today.
Yep, well done. That was my thank you note to myself.
You're painting a picture here, though, Jazz, of you waking up and then thinking about what kind of movement you're going to have pretty much immediately.
Don't you guys?
Well, I mean...
It's there, yeah.
What's there? It's always before work. It's always at the. It's usually very convenient. I was going to say, who go twice during the day at work, twice at work. Well, that would not be good.
No.
Or breaks the day up a little bit though.
Yeah, if I did have to go, there's like a toilet that's it is a disabled toilet. That I would use, which is away from the rest of them. And they're like, oh, no, we just use the regular one. Which
I
means...
think if you're going to do two, you'd be taking your own kind of who gives a crap bamboo paper in there. You wouldn't be relying on the cheap-ass nasty stuff they've got at work.
I'm sick of having to go in after people who've done that and they're clearly not well. There's something going on. you walk in, you're like,
Well, they're on the ground holding onto the toilet, going, I can't believe that came out of me.
They walk out seeming okay. I walk in and sometimes see and smell the after effects. Yeah. Like, no, you are not okay.
There
Why
will be no
work?
Fan mail from the pathologist there.
Oh.
There'll be no sample taken, I don't think.
Terrible.
That's a bowl of miso soup, not a sushi roll. Like.
That's right. I'm thinking, why are you even at work? You're clearly really unwell, unless it's some people's normal.
Well, someone had a statistic the other day that if you take a 10-minute turn every day, you've basically been paid to shit for a week every year.
There you go. Does break up the day.
All right.
There you go. Well, hopefully it breaks up if it's 10 minutes long. You don't want that to be one long continuous issue.
You got it easy.
All right. Well, look, you keep me posted.
Jazz, I'm very pleased with you. And how are you impressed with the turnaround? It's a very quick turnaround.
It was quite quick. It was 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah. I was nervous when the letter came
open the results. No, haven't felt like that since the ATAR.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes, I haven't seen any blood, but you hear all these things about people who had no symptoms and they got something wrong. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a bit nerve-wracking that the letter came or do I open it? And then I saw the negative and, it was a relief. Yeah.
Well, that's been turd talk with Jazz. So
plan it. Think about it, but don't think too much about it because then you'll keep... Well,
these guys are overthinking it to the shithouse, obviously.
Well, not to the shithouse.
Not to the shithouse, sorry.
Near the shithouse.
Do you eat standing up this time to separate the two? Flush? Gotcha. Or, as you said, a container at the front?
Oh, yeah, container. It's tried and tested.
Okay. All right. Well, keep me posted. And
thanks for coming on, Jazz. Well,
thanks, Jazz.
You're welcome.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Well, we'll find that out if next month you've done your test.
Look forward to hearing your good.
Yes. That's right. It'll be a bummer if it's not.
I'll go get Matthew.
So just hurry up and get it done so we can know.
It will be. Yes, do it. All right, bye.
Oh, Jazz, bye now.
See you, Jazz.
Thank you. Well, how about that? Bonus.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be weird if I asked her to send us a picture of her looking sternly at me, just with a disappointed look on her face and I could put up somewhere near the toilet as a reminder. Like, I thought that might have been overstepping the bounds, so I stopped myself asking that one.
She probably would. All in the
name. I know, but that doesn't make it right, Malcolm. It doesn't make it right.
All in the name of getting the work done.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She works hard for the money.
Oh, wow.
Scraping turds at the dunny.
I think.
How'd the poop pep talk go?
I think they've been inspired. At least absolutely. I hope they have.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah, although we might have scared them off with...
urine cancer scared me off.
Urine cancer.
Is Ellis doing it now? What's going on?
I think it sounds like he is.
He's going straight to it.
Maybe we should leave him to it. Your RDT story, Matt, can that hold over?
Yep.
Or should do you want to do it now?
Oh, yeah, no, that's harrowing. I don't want to end in a downer.
All right, that can go over?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you get RDT'd by your wife or something back from this well?
I did, but that maybe those should go hand in hand. Just in time for me to forget it completely.
Well, the RDT, if I can sizzle it, isn't really RDT. It's more about a travel story, you know, chill your bones, but, you know, get to the airport style. Yeah.
Well, it's RDT adjacent.
Yeah, no, you don't need that. We don't need that.
We've been talking about shit for the last 20 minutes, so we may as well end on that high rather than the scary prospect.
Yeah, no.
Airport problems.
Yes, exactly.
Anything? Oh, there is something to talk about in the podcast world. Chatter in Classes has returned from the grave.
Well, yeah, we did two very, very lengthy episodes. I just messaged Wigo one day and Nick and just said, I'm going to go through the tree so far and year by year go through our favorite movies one by one.
Mm.
And it was fucking fun.
Mm.
I don't know if we enjoyed the scary, crazy voices that came. You have to listen to the episode to hear that. But yeah, so it's back. It'll be more sporadic. Kind of like what it used to be.
Intermittent.
I'd say, where I used to do like 7 rather than 40.
Yeah, may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate, when the mood strikes.
Indeed.
Your finger was up, Ben.
Yeah, it was. I just wanted to ask, speaking of movies, I went and saw Marty Supreme yesterday with Lou.
Yeah.
Who's seen it? I know you've seen it, Matty.
No.
No?
Okay. I've seen the other. I have not gone to see an adult movie at the cinema at least 10 years.
Oh, we saw Hamnet a few weeks ago. That was quite harrowing, actually. Now, is this something she's been obsessing over, the number of leaves on the ground around the place? Oh, he's gone.
Hello?
Did you hear me? I said, has your wife been obsessing? has your wife been obsessing about leaves on the ground?
Well, yeah, I hate them. Like, I hate the implement. I hate the noise. I hate it all. So it's very tick because she knows I hate it.
It's for her.
Like, I'm going to buy
it. It's definitely for her.
It's for her.
It's beautiful.
It's for her. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't even want to be around when it's being used.
All right, and other podcast news. Someone I'm helping out with a podcast. It's called Shift. It's about the business world, executive coaching, leadership, all that sort of stuff. I don't know how many of our listeners might be interested in that, but if you are, please jump on there. Give it a rate and review. Have a listen. Hope you enjoy it. Make me look good.
All right.
Make me look good. Yeah?
You did a pretty good job of that in the video, Stu.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But, like, I want to look good to him with other people so he gives me more money.
Right.
That's the idea.
Hmm.
And with that, we'll say good night.
Good night.
Adios.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.